Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel passage for today, Jesus specifically uses the word church, the ecclesia, the called out ones. And when Jesus speaks specifically, we should pay attention. Ideas about what the church is to do abound. Some say the church is to be a fellowship of folks who gather to share in the joys and struggles of life. Others think of the church as a social organization that takes care of those in need. And still others believe the church is to be a prophetic voice speaking truth to power, wherever said power may be located. On and on go the ideas, and though there is some truth in most all of these notions, perhaps, none capture the truth about the church's mission. Hence the importance of Jesus' words in the reading for today. And his words here are immensely practical. It's as if he is giving us the complete idiot's guide to the mission of the church. No heavy doctrine here. And by defining the mission of the church, Jesus helps us tremendously. He tells us exactly what the church is to be about. And since the church is the body of Christ, we ignore him to our peril. My goodness, a group of believers disregarding Jesus' words here might even begin to major on the minors. They might get caught up in the spirit of the age and become just a footnote in the annals of church history. And we wouldn't want that to happen, so let's listen to Jesus, shall we? What does Jesus tell us the church is to do? Answer, the church is to be a gathering where God's word is proclaimed continuously. That's it. Period. Luther called the church a mouth house for God's word. How do you like that? St. James Lutheran mouth house. The church is the assembly that binds sin by proclaiming God's word of law, and then frees sinners by proclaiming God's word of gospel. And it does so in that order, law and gospel. Law always first, then forgiveness second, and never one without the other. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, is how Jesus said it as he gave the keys to the kingdom to the church. Rebuke and forgive. Rebuke and forgive. Rebuke and forgive over and over and over is what the church is to be about. Now watch how this works. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone, Jesus instructs us. Notice what Jesus didn't say. He didn't say that when someone sins against you, you put them on blast on every social media platform available. He didn't say, call a meeting of your friends and family to discuss with them the sin in all of its gory detail. Instead, Jesus' instruction is far less fun than gossiping and much more difficult. Go and preach to the sinner, he says, and do this while the two of you are alone. But notice another thing he didn't say here. He didn't say to let the offender off the hook. He didn't say to excuse the offense with a, oh, it's all right. You're just human. We all have our mistakes. No, he tells us to point out the fault by preaching the law. The reason is Jesus' teaching here is not about our feelings. It's not about our honor or our need for justice. In fact, it's not about us at all. Instead, Jesus' instruction is about concern for the one who has sinned against you. You see, sin at its root is idolatry. That is, love of self more than everyone else. Therefore, a person who sinned against you is bound in selfishness, and that is not okay or excusable, and it needs to be rebuked. That person needs their sin to be called out. That is, their sin needs to be named and bound to make way for what is most important, the loosing of sinners given by God's mercy. That is, the forgiveness of sin given by the gospel. But what if the sinner, for whatever reason, can't hear you? What did Jesus tell us to do then? Well, you take two or three preachers with you, and all you do is rebuke and forgive and rebuke and forgive and rebuke and forgive. Well, what if the sinner still can't hear you? Well, then you think of a person like that as being a Gentile or a tax collector. That is the worst kind of sinner. And what are we to do with the worst kind of sinners? Run them up the flagpole for all to see? No. Consign them to hell? No. Answer, preach, rebuke and forgive, rebuke and forgive, rebuke and forgive over and over and over. Are you catching the point? And so, by applying ourselves here in this preaching, we will be the group where God the Father is binding sin and loosing sinners. We will be the called out ones where God's Son is binding sin and loosing sinners. We will be the church where God the Holy Spirit is binding sin and loosing sinners. That is what it means to be the church. You've come all this way, and it's a beautiful day out there. But there's one last thing we should hear. I happen to know some things about you, because these things are true of me also. Deicidal, that is God killers. Narcissistic terrors, that's what we are. And I know this because Jesus Christ was on a cross because of us. And so we have sinned in the greatest way possible. Still, God is rich in mercy. So we should stop talking about Jesus' instruction on the church's mission and try it, don't you think? You killed God. But by the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. There, I've done it. I've rebuked you. And I've forgiven you. Your sin is bound and you are free. The kingdom of heaven is yours for Christ's sake. Mission accomplished. Amen.